This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
And the Bulldog.
I have a leg injury and a foot injury right now.
A leg and a foot. Are they on the same
side of my body?
Side of your body?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Left.
What happened to you?
I got stung by a bee. And then I think I got stung by another bee.
Oh, come on.
I think I did.
Well, when did this happen?
Last night. Who knew?
It's Mike Shope.
Just never thought about getting stung by a bee at night.
I don't know.
But there would still be bees at night.
I guess.
Not to sound like the flat earth thing. The bees just don't disappear when it gets dark.
Okay, but I've never seen one at night.
Well, it's dark.
And the Bulldog.
Maybe they would not be out at night, but you disturbed it, so it came out and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, they weren't expecting me.
I'm in here trying to watch the Vietnam War on PBS,
right.
And you're what are you doing sitting down in the chair? This is my time.
You are not supposed to. This is our time.
Right?
That's what the bee said.
Right.
So, on behalf of the other bees.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hi there. You may not know, but you know that I have the 5-page document with all the lottery ball combinations up on my laptop right now. Here. Those of you on Twitch, it's blocked, right? You don't need to stare at it. You can find it yourself, NHL.com. Oh, baby. Remember how, if you're old enough to remember in the drought years, the Bills now, you have to clarify. In the Bills drought years, we would hear from young men and women, you know, even people who worked here, who would be able to seriously tell you they had no memory of the Bills ever being good. 17-year drought, only once in 17 years did they come close to the playoffs, like within a game. And so even if that was, you know, that's 2004, if you're born in 2000, you don't remember that. So you would have been, you know, in high school when they first, is this you?
Oh, this is absolutely
when they first made the playoffs, you know, in your lifetime. And so every once in a while, it would hit hard. Like every once in a while, we'd be talking about them and somebody would call in and say, guys, let me tell you how it is. You at least have the Super Bowls, all right? I've got nothing. So, okay. You know, there are bigger injustices in the world, but sure, it's a long time. This is almost as long, the Sabres, and it's really worse because of the nature of the sport. 8 teams out of 16 in the conference, luck into a goal a year, special teams. I mean, the last Sabre, you won't remember this, it's so long ago. The last Sabres team to win a division was in 2010, and they weren't good, but Miller was good that year. It's goaltending. He was usually good, pretty good to good, and then the one year he was great, and guess what happened? And you didn't have like Tom Brady or somebody like in football where you could have just, you know, Allen to the rest of the division now, where it's almost like the guy's just too good for you to have any hope. Well, hockey's not really like that. So it's 14 years. If you're almost 20. Like what? The President's Trophy, 2007. That's 18 years ago. 18 seasons ago. None of them was canceled after that, right? So you're 21, 22 years old. You don't remember that. You might remember playoffs. How am I doing?
No, this is about right. This is about right.
The math trips me up more than it used to sometimes. But the one other thing that's different about the Sabres is you have tonight. Like, the lottery, you have people, I'm sort of acting, at least, I wasn't in 2015, but when it comes to the lottery, kind of the last 5 to 7 years or whatever, they've always been in it. And the 1 year, I think they couldn't get up to number one because they were too close to the playoffs, like 2-3 seasons ago. Still, like, they've always been in it. And to different levels, with different levels of seriousness, I like, okay, I acknowledge the lottery. It's kind of fun. It's quick. And it can be funny because you might have executives, people involved that really just like are so not into it and they're embarrassed. They don't want to be there. Reactions can be kind of funny. It's different things. One thing that I don't know what else I might want to have said about like the I wasn't planning on a Bills versus Sabres thing, but the Sabres, it's almost like the lottery could be a few things. The lottery is all those other things. Like, it can be fun. It can be interesting. Not everybody thinks so. A lot of people probably think it's dumb. It's like offensive that it would be, you know, made important or anything like that. Just tell me where I pick. That kind of fan. And, you know, it reminds you of that you were not a good team. The lottery reminds you of your lot in this league, and we don't need to be reminded of that. For, I don't know, there are a lot of things you can say about it. For the first time tonight, if you haven't heard and you care about this at all, that's, you know, still an if, they are going to show the balls. I know, they're going to show the balls. Clip, clip, clip. It's amazing. They're actually going to show the draw. Amazing, maybe a little strong. But instead of having, you know, the balls in the back and everybody, one participant per league gets to witness it and see what happened, and then, or at least to a point, maybe they don't do the top, they don't show the results, right? They show, I forget now, it doesn't matter. It would always be in secret. Maybe you just had the Deloitte and Touche guy or somebody who would watch Bill Daly, you know, push the buttons. I don't know. It was always in secret, always beforehand. And then they would put all the logos in the envelopes and he would open them one by one all the way to number one, right? So this year, though, you are going to see the ball machine, pop, 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 and the combinations, but they don't have logos on them. They have numbers from 1 to 14. And that's when you need this thing that I've got. 990, is it that number? So, 1,000, some number like that. You know what? I think it is 1,000 combinations. Could that be exactly 1,000 round number? Okay. It says at the very bottom of this 5-page numbers document where it has each possible combination and in that case, who wins? 1,001. I don't know my factorials like I used to, if that's even right. It's not. 1,001, the 1,001st combination, according to this document, because they're not listed in numerical order. They're listed by like the teams in groups, is 11, 12, 13, and 14. Those four, so every ball is numbered from 1 to 14. If in any order, those four numbers come up, the highest four numbers, it says pick again. I know what I'm rooting for. I guess it's 1,001 to 1 chance, or 1,000 to 1 chance, right? Out of 1,001 combinations, one is pick again. And you just have to hope for chaos with these things always. You have to hope for that to happen over and over and over. How many times would they run it and have it come up 11, 12, 13, 14 and be like, just like cut the feed? Something must be wrong. Because that would never happen, right? I mean, what are the odds it would even happen twice in a row? Impossible. But if it did, which it, you know, in theory it could.
That's what we need to root for.
That is what we want. We want pick again and again and again. And let's get Herb Brooks, you know, let's get Kurt Russell go again. We want pick 11, 12, 13, and 14. every combination. The Sabres have 1, 2, 4, and 5. Root for that. If you see a number between 1 and 5 and it's not 3, that could be good. Of course, they do have many with 3, so it doesn't mean you're out. Are there people, are there Sabres fans who would not want them to win because it's cheap? Because they've won lotteries and, you know, still can't get good? Is there that fan out there that would just be like, you know what? Figure it out. Pick 7th. Or even like 9th, right? They could move down a couple spots too if some of the bigger long shots jump ahead of them. I don't know. I wouldn't go that far. I definitely have my hate moments with the Sabres, but other than pick again, they're who I want. And I'll even give you, so 3, 12, 13, and 14 is a Sabres win. So imagine, just prepare yourself for this level of excitement. The first three numbers up are 12, 13, and 14. If it's 11, it's pick again. If it's 3, we win. Whoa, wow. I think what they're doing, you know, give us a call at 803-0550. Throw me 4 numbers and I'll tell you who wins. No, please don't try to do that. I'll just do it myself. Okay, so 2, 6, no. I think what they're doing is drawing for the first pick and then after that drawing for the second. If the same team wins the second time, they'll just do it over, probably. Because they're not going to be able to eliminate balls or anything like that. If San Jose wins the first pick, they have the most combinations, and then they win the second, they'll just run it over. There's some pick again for you. You could get some of those. But I think that's how they do it. They draw for number one, and then they stop, and they draw for number two. And that's the end of it. It's just that. Now, it's on for an hour. It's on for an hour, right? 7 to 8?
Yep, on for an hour.
And they're going to, which this should be a given, but they're going to update the win probabilities with each ball. We can do that now as a country. We have the technology for this, where if the first number is 5, the Sabres are at 7.5%, and if the first number comes up and it's 5, everybody's odds will change. There might be teams that don't have 5. So they're out. Calgary has 4 combinations out of, I think, 1,000. And they do have a 5, but they don't have a 7. So if 7 comes up, they're out. They can't go. The bottom teams can't go all the way to the top anyway. They can only move up 10. So what happens then if, like, Calgary wins? They go to, are they 16? So they go to 6, and then 1 is just going to be San Jose? Because nobody beat them? I think that's what happens. So San Jose wins first pick, which they've had last year, or if the year before too.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know. They've been bad for a long time. But they win either by one of their combinations, and they have many. They have the most. Do you need the number? I don't know the number. But they do have – this is actually fun for me. I might be doing this if I weren't here today. I might be doing this right now. I have to admit. San Jose, so 11, 12, 13, 14 is pick again. 10, 12, 13, and 14 is San Jose. 3, 12, 13, 14 is us. We established that. So 12, 13, 14, let's go. Let's see it. Then we went on 3. Sharks went on 10. 11 pick again. I started to say, and maybe did say, the Sharks also win if any of those, how many would it be? 5 bottom teams, 5 teams with the fewest combinations win the draw because they can only move up 10 spots. So there you go. Everything, maybe, you ever wanted to know about the NHL draft lottery and more. Do we know it was going to be tonight before this morning? I knew last week it was going to be this week, but I didn't know it was tonight until this morning.
That's as far as I got. I knew it was this week.
This is the kind of information I like to have the night before.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I would appreciate next time if the league, if it didn't, maybe it did, because I don't watch as much hockey as I used to. But if it didn't, if it did, I apologize. I'd like to know at least one sleep before the draft. I have to be careful saying that now because I often sleep during the day. But, you know, one nighttime sleep before the lottery, I'd like to have that sort of moment to sort of, you know, understand, process it. That's what I want to say. I want to be able to process it. And, you know, possibly if this document with the numbers is out last night, I'm up all night just staring at it like it's the severance screen. Do any of these numbers scare you? Yes. 1, 2, 9, and 14, because that's Boston. All the Boston numbers scare me. What? What do you mean scare me? Yes. If any of the numbers scare you, let us know. 3, 11, 13, and 14. Oh, found another good one. I would be plowing through the severance stuff. Just like, put it in terms, would I know what hockey was if I worked there? But put it in terms of this document, all the Boston numbers scare me. All the Flyers numbers scare me. They don't deserve it. We don't either. Nashville, those don't scare me per se, but they don't interest me. How about that? If it were severance, the Nashville combinations would be the ones I would have the toughest time figuring out because I don't care about Nashville at all. Win, lose, don't, whatever. They just don't sort of exist to me. The Islanders numbers do scare me. Rangers are in this. Detroit. There's some serious competition here for these balls. I didn't even say it. What was the Boston one? I have to say it now. The Sabres win on 3, 12, 13, 14. San Jose, we decided, wins on 1, 12, 13, 14. No, 10. Sorry, 10, 12, 13, 14, right? Like you're supposed to be keeping track. And Boston wins on 3, 11, 13, 14. So let's say we start 3. And I appreciate everybody's writing all this down while you're driving. If we start 3, 13, 14, 12, we win, 11, Boston wins. And that can be, I don't know what these balls look like, but that can be one where you can't tell right away whether it's 11 or 12. That might be, it might be a half a second there when you think Boston won, but you did. Well, all I really want now, of course, other than pick again, is for one of these things I'm talking about to be the winning combination. Because then we've covered it. We called it even. We might even be able to get away with saying that we called it. Okay. Here's to the lottery. One of the great days of the sports calendar. And I think I have as much claim to that as a fan in any city in North America. Who else has gotten enough? Who else has gotten more both excitement and frustration from the lottery in the last decade than us? I mean, I'm not kidding when I say I can remember where I was for some of these. You know, that you had the McDavid-Eichel one, which is the right order. The McDavid-Eichel one was in 15, and that was on a Saturday afternoon. I remember I had a remote at an RV show in the morning, hung out at a bar in the afternoon for an hour or two, and then poured into 716, then 716 for our broadcast. It all came down to this. Absolutely packed restaurant for the lottery and then a tragically hip concert. I didn't go to the concert, but I know if Bulldog were here, he would say that's what also was on tap for that night. And so disappointment there. I think the Sabres would have been the third. I'm not sure this is right. Weren't they the third to the last team shown? And then there was Edmonton and maybe Toronto left. Was it Toronto? I don't, or Arizona? I don't, I might be wrong about that. But, you know, a lot of us can remember that day. Some of these other ones, Darlene, I think, was on a Saturday night. And it was late enough for my house to be asleep. I remember watching it in my basement. And when the Sabres won, went, you know, two floors up to tell my wife that they'd won the lottery. She's like, why are you waking me up for this? Which was fair. Now it would be worse. If, you know, it's 7 o'clock or probably right before eight when this thing is over. So hopefully, well, we won't even be home, but like if she's not gonna be asleep at 8 o'clock, but if I woke her up, if we're at 10 o'clock tonight and woke her up to tell her the Sabres won the lottery, she would kick me. I think she would just literally, there'd be physical harm that might be, we might see in that case. One of them, I was at a Bandits game, I think. Anybody would maybe remember that, being at a Bandits game for a draft lottery and trying to figure out how to watch it on my phone, but I couldn't because you had to have a subscription, and then I had to have the Wi-Fi, and then I had to just like, even that long ago, that was beyond me. So I'm following it on Twitter, but that's not as cool. I do like, if I didn't say it, I think it should come across though. I do like that they are going to show the thing, you know, up front. Finally, they got around to that. I don't know how, if we ever ranked complaints in here, the most popular complaints on WGR over the last 10, 20 years. I think that one might be on there. Because when we were really lottery intensive, the Eichel year and a couple other times, running the day of the, or the day before the 15 lottery, all Bulldog and I did the whole day was run tankathon, was run, you know, balls and pretend to celebrate or pretend to be mad. Just, you know, what if this happens? And that all day, someone would call in and maybe, you know, ask for the balls and we would just deliver. I mean, that's just, that year was unlike any other year. I think, but that would be one that we've sort of complained about to different extents many times. Like, why not just do it in person or so everybody can see at the same time? And I do think it won't be unanimously popular. It's hockey, so not that many people are going to care anyway. But it will seem maybe a little bit much to fans who feel like, you know, I trust it. I like the logos. It's fine. I like the build-up. There's no build-up in the same way this way, because it's not over and then you intentionally go from the bottom to the top of the list like they have usually done it, have always done it. This will just be however long they drag it out, one ball at a time, because it's four and they've got an hour to do that twice. Leave a little time at the end in case you have to redo it. But still, like, it's going to be a lot of interviews and commercials with this thing. But one ball, and the Sabres odds go from 7.5% to like 9. Ooh. And then we have 5 minutes to ponder that, or 15. I don't know. Also, I read at Expected Buffalo today an article about some of the top prospects. And the author, his name is Austin, wrote that there's really one guy who probably will be picked one overall, but there's another guy who could be. And the first guy is a left-handed defenseman. And the author wrote, you know, very cleverly how, imagine if the Sabres won this lottery and he was the consensus and they're sitting here with Darlene and Power and even Byram. Like, what do you do? I would not wish it on this franchise, because usually what they do is nothing. And, you know, we'll sit in here every day considering trade options. That would be fun, but it would probably just be, you know, futile. I don't know. That's probably going too far. All right. NHL draft lottery, 7 o'clock tonight, and they're going to have the balls right out there. Speaking of drafts, the NFL draft a week ago, last Monday was interesting in here. A lot of the day on the station today has been sort of the so-called dust having settled What do you think? And I want to play. I'll give you some of my thoughts on that. I would love to hear yours. 803-0550 is the number. We'll visit with the Browns today. Spencer German, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Sal will come by. And I mentioned expected Buffalo. Chad DeDominicis from that site will join me at 6 to talk more philosophy and other lottery and Sabres-related stuff. 6 o'clock again today with Chad. Elijah Moore did media today. We'll talk about him. And again, invite you to do that with me. Bulldog is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm Mike Shope. 803-0550 is the number. This is WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.